WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. There was a time when the only instruments a group of city kids needed to make music was their voices. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says the last gasp of a cappella singing was in the 60s as a reaction to the invasion of rebellious British rockers.
I have a strange theory about the way trends in rock and roll work. It says that there's a pendulum that swings between two poles. One, which we're at today, says that the music is something other people do. The other, which punk had us at 10 years ago, says that rock and roll is there for anybody to play who wants to. That's where things stood in the early 60s. The music was ripe for a do-it-yourself kind of change. Now, the Beatles ushered in one form of that change, but in the urban pockets of the Northeast, another little-known type of homemade music came onto the scene. It was the last flowering of doo-wop, the rich and complex vocal music which had more or less disappeared from the charts after the Jive Five's My True Story in 1961. It's hard to say when this new trend started, but around 1963, some record collectors in New Jersey came upon some rehearsal tapes by the Nutmegs, an obscure group that had hit with Story Untold in 1955. Here's Let Me Tell You.
Let me tell you that I love you. You have a shining like the stars above you. You know you're the only one for me. Let me put my arms around you.
These tapes had no instrumental backing and were completely a cappella. They were probably released just as a novelty and were played on a late-night oldies show. But something odd happened. Kids started showing up at the record stores that sold the Nutmegs record, asking to make a record themselves. And they all said the same thing. We sing without music, meaning instruments. Some of them, like the Camelots, had original compositions like Chain of Broken Hearts.
I'm on a chain, yes, a chain of broken hearts. Oh,
others competed to see who could do the most intricate version of a classic. For slow songs, the standard was the Cadillacs' Gloria. We just heard Philadelphia's Q-Tones roundly defeated by New York's Savoys on that one. For fast tunes, there was Stormy Weather.
There's clouds up in the sky. There's dewdrops in my heart.
Stormy weather for me. I don't know why.
Why?
Oh, there's no sun up in the sky, it's stormy weather. Ever since we've been together.
Don't know why.
Don't know why.
There's no sun up in the sky, it's stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
Me, my gal, ain't been together.
Been together.
It's raining all the time.
All the time, all the time, all the time, all the time.
Life is bad.
That was Stamford's Five Fashions with a fancy version complete with intro, and the more streetwise Zircons from the Bronx with the basic version. from New Haven and Stamford in Connecticut, through the New York, New Jersey area, and down into Trenton and Philadelphia, a cappella caught on, mostly with poorer kids than the ones who were screaming for the Beatles. Kids who remembered that it had hardly been 10 years ago that groups from their very high schools had made it big. The a cappella audience was big enough for record store owner Eddie Grease in Hackensack, New Jersey, to start a record label, Relic, to put out albums of it with defensive liner notes. He praised the groups for recording, quote, without the benefit of music, electronics, or multi-million-dollar sessions, unquote, and deploring the fact that, unfortunately, New York is starving for group sounds due to the mass brainwashing of the public with imported English garbage. By 1965, a cappella was a big deal on its home turf, but it wasn't growing. Some groups attempted to inject a more pop sound, like the Citadels with New Love Tomorrow.
There'll be a
new love
tomorrow, and no sorrow
tomorrow,
when my heart is free.
But the fact was, the lyrics weren't so hot, the recordings tended to be monotonous, and let's face it, some of that imported English garbage was pretty cool, and if you didn't like that, there was always the Four Seasons. In 1970, Frank Zappa, of all people, launched the career of the only successful group to come out of the whole movement, the Persuasions from Brooklyn, who have gone on to be favorites on the college circuit. As for the others, including Satan and the Angels, who once recorded a song that declared, "Girl, you are Trenton's medallion," and all the other hopefuls, they're just a footnote in the history of do-it-yourself rock and roll.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Wah-wah-oo.
A love to laugh at Saturday night.
Wah-wah-oo.
I want a love that's more than love at first sight.
Wah-wah-oo.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday kind of
love. This is Fresh Air.